You are listening to the Sports by Dummies for Dummies podcast.
All right, guys. I just got to say this. Before we even start this podcast, we made a nice Twitter for this podcast. You know, you could check us out, Sports by Dummies for Dummies, at Sports by Dummies. Currently, we only have 8 followers, and 4 of them are our own accounts.
I don't know if I'm following.
Please follow us.
You don't tell people that.
Sam, you're not following us.
I will actually do that right now. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. That's fair. You don't get on Twitter. I know. But, that's, you know, true. You people listening, I know you get on Twitter. I see you there. I see you.
Yeah, Tyler,
you don't even follow us. Like my post.
Tyler, you listen and you follow. And you create. So, you're the trifecta.
I followed twice. All right. Now we can actually get into the sports aspect of our sports podcast. But, you know, I had to get that off my chest.
No, it's okay. That's a very nice thing to get off your chest. We work hard on that. We took the time to go to the sporting events to get those pictures that we tweeted out.
Yep. We did it solely for the podcast, right?
Yes. Did it solely for the podcast, not because it's the closest I've ever sat in a hockey rink ever. But that's besides the point. But we are talking about hockey this week.
Yeah, it's not too besides the point. We can talk about the game a little bit. I mean, maybe we should jump in, you know, to the sport of hockey first. But
yeah, I mean, we'll jump into the sport of it. Sam, what do you know about hockey? You know a little bit about baseball. Do you know about hockey, the sport from the people right above us?
From what I've heard, it's pretty violent. I think the closest, there's a hockey puck, and there's sticks, and there's ice skates, because you're on ice as opposed to, like, the ground, or grass, I guess. And the closest I've ever come to playing hockey would be playing the winter mode on Rocket League. So I virtually have next to no knowledge when it comes to terms, how the rules work, teams. I know that you guys go bananas for the Blues, but honestly, the only reason I know that is because you guys talk about it on an hourly basis. So other than that, I virtually have no knowledge when it comes to hockey, I'm afraid.
And Tyler, what is your knowledge of hockey?
All right, well, hockey is, I love hockey. I'm not going to say I don't like it, but I know the least about hockey compared to any sport that we've done so far. Like, I grew up with baseball and basketball. Hockey is, it's a recent thing for me. So, I mean, I'm still learning.
I mean, I'm kind of like, I grew up with, like, every sport, but it was always the St. Louis sports. So, like, I know of hockey. And the most recent job I had, I was able to broadcast hockey, like the national tournament for college. So I was able to learn a lot more. And when I worked for the Blues and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I know enough to get me by, but then there's still a ton of people who know a lot more than me.
You know, the good thing about hockey, you in trouble.
yeah, that's a good point. But the main thing about hockey is you can go and have a good time, whether you know every player on the ice at that moment, or if you have no idea that a sport is even being played, it's still going to be a fun time as long as you're with the right group of people.
Just sitting there watching a bunch of dudes skate on ice as fast as they can right into each other.
Yeah, what's not to like? And there's alcohol. Alcohol is encouraged.
Oh, wow. Now, you said that. When's the next hockey game we can go to? I'm sold. That's all I needed to hear.
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, that's all you got to do to entice somebody to go to a hockey game is go, hey, they don't get ejected for fighting each other. They sit in timeout for 5 minutes. Come here. Watch this sport.
Just enough to get them angry so that they can go back out. And
also, I have to say this, Tyler. I have to say this. I don't like your girlfriend's hockey team.
I don't either. I mean,
it's okay,
though.
I had to say it while I have this platform. I got to say it. Got to make fun of her.
Yeah, she is a Blackhawks fan, for anybody wondering. So we got a little rivalry going on there.
Okay, so the rivalry aspect. I was wondering, is there any particular reason why? Or have they always just been like...
It's just... I've been born with the you hate the Cubs and the Blackhawks.
Okay, I got you. That's totally reasonable.
So like with the St. Louis, I don't know why it's such a rivalry. I think it's just because they're so close.
Yeah.
But and they're in the same division. Are they in the same division in hockey?
They're not.
I don't know why they're not.
They absolutely should be. The Blues should be in the Central Division. I don't get it. But no, we're in the West. Like, how is that West?
I knew I was confused about something. But like when they play in baseball, they play each other all the time. And they don't play each other as much in hockey. But there's just been so much happen between the two teams that it's a rivalry. And I mean, in a sport where you're hitting each other, it's going to get intense. No matter who you're playing.
They play some pretty good games against each other, too. Will, I know you know the last game they played against each other. Not last year, but the year before, pre-COVID. I guess it was technically last season.
The one that you ended up going to, because that was when I was working for the Blues, and I went and watched the rest of that game with you.
Hell of a game.
I probably got in trouble myself there for saying I went and watched that game, because I definitely was not supposed to, but that game was unbelievable.
If there was any game that's worth getting in trouble over, it was that one. It was a crazy game.
That is a fair point, because I was really happy because I got a point and laugh Ashley, because her team lost, and she's the one who wanted to go. Ooh. Well, you wanted to go too, but
she bought me the tickets. Shout out, Ashley. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Oh wow,
it was a great gift.
Especially if she bought the tickets and then her team lost. That's like rubbing salt in the wound. Yeah. Gotta hear about it the whole car ride home.
So like with the game I just went to, Haley, the girl I went with, she was like, "Hey, do you want to go to this game?" And I go, "Yeah, obviously." And she goes, "Oh, my dad gave us the good tickets." And I go, "What do you mean the good tickets?" She walks us out. She goes, "Oh yeah, section 110. She goes, "Row D." And I go, and I like point and I go, "You mean down there by the glass?" She goes, "Yeah." And I was like, "I've never sat this close before." And I was like really excited, like a little kid.
Yeah, I want to sit that close. Be close enough that you can hear the dudes absolutely killing each other. I mean,
there's a good call. I've sent the video to you guys, but there's a video of me that I took just absolutely chirping the goalie and just not letting him know that he's bad and that he sucks.
I died at that. I'm not going to lie. I died. This poor backup goalie, there's probably only 5,000 fans tops. You're the only one near him, and you just won't let him have peace.
There was a group behind us that were yelling. They were just, "Johansson, Johansson," just giving him. But I was the only one who was close enough to him to probably. So I just had to let him know that he wasn't good.
Oh, you know he had to have heard you.
There was a couple times where he looked like he was like checking the post, but he definitely was looking at me.
You're probably pretty fortunate there was that glass there to keep you from him.
Oh, no, Sam. I completely understand that anybody on that ice would absolutely beat the living fuck out of me, but that's okay, because that's why I got those. That's why Haley gave me those seats.
Wow. Good job to clarifying that.
It was premeditated.
Took me a minute. It's okay. We still get out there. But yeah, I mean, that's the fun of hockey. So like when I say the chirping there, Sam,
yep,
that's what hockey players like, you know, trash talk. That's okay. All that is.
Well, I've heard people in our friend group throw out the term chirping, and I thought that was just any sort of like banter negatively towards the other team, like for any sport.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is.
Okay, I got you.
No, actually, it's when you sit close to the players and you make bird noises at them. It really throws them off their game.
Okay. Did you know that if you look up right now, if you look out your window, because I can see your camera, that it's spelled gullible in the clouds?
The clouds? Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
There's a lot of clouds out there, man. I don't know. we're getting off topic. All right.
We would never.
Yeah, so we're here to talk about the sport of hockey.
Teach us.
Okay, so there is two teams of five players each, and then the goalie including, so 6v6 on the ice at one time.
Oh my. How big? What's like the size? How does a hockey, I guess hockey field, hockey ring, ring?
Yeah,
it's a ring. Yes. It's an oval, but a ring. How does like a hockey ring compare to like a baseball field or like a football? I know it's smaller, but like I don't know that I've ever seen one.
So
in person.
the good way I've always looked at it is, like it fits on the same place that you play like a basketball game. Like it fits in that same arena. It's built differently, obviously, because you got to have the boards and the ice.
Yeah.
But it's the same arena.
Okay.
But they call it like.
So that's pretty decent sized still.
I think this is.
I want to say it's a hair smaller than basketball.
It is a hair smaller. But I'm trying to look at the dimensions. I should have had these up already.
I'm pulling it up right now too.
But no, so the big thing is, Sam, it's called like the 100-foot game. I know it's probably bigger than that, but it's just. It's a very fast-moving game, whereas basketball, you know, basket scored, it's dumped in. But it's just one of those things where...
it's really, like, high pace and stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think of the best way to describe it.
Because I'm just thinking, like, you can, I guess, when you try and take the ball down, like, a basketball court, or, like, in football, when you, like, when it gets thrown, I guess... I'm forgetting all of the football knowledge that you guys so kindly bestowed upon me. I guess when the quarterback throws the football and the whatever receiver, something, I don't know, the guy catches the ball. Like, it moves pretty quickly, but I'm just thinking, like, smacking the hockey puck at however fast, like, just flying down the ice, like, it could change, like, things could change.
So there is a rule, so you can't just keep smacking it down both ends of the ice. It's called icing. It has to pass, I don't know if it's both blue lines. I forget. It's a rule that I still get boggled by sometimes where I'm just like, oh, I believe it's a red line and a blue line.
Yeah, the red line's like equal with the goal. Like that's where the goal sets up. And if it goes behind that, it's automatically icing unless.
No, it has to cross the center line. And then the offensive zone line, and then that line.
That's true. I guess if you can, gosh, this is really confusing to explain. I'm not gonna lie.
No, it's that's
I'll,
where I was.
I'll pull up a picture
gonna say,
on my phone.
So with hockey, it's just one of those things where you can know all the rules about icing, or you could just go to a game with somebody who kind of knows what they're doing, and they can explain it to you as it happens.
Okay.
That's exactly what happened the first game we went to. How many times did I ask you what happened at that first game we went to, Will?
That's a fair point.
Probably just, all the time.
Or it's like if you're watching a game on TV with somebody, like when the Blues were in the Stanley Cup playoffs, like I knew a lot of the hockey stuff going on. But then all the guys in 4-3 were just like, we're gonna drink and watch sports? Okay.
Yes.
Sign me up. When are we doing this? What day?
You guys just said we're gonna drink and I was there. I didn't care that there was sports on.
Yeah, and that's one of those things. It's just you can explain hockey to somebody just by watching it and just go, that's what that was.
That's the easiest way to do it.
And that's the easiest way to do it. 100%.
The sad thing is this is a podcast, so we gotta do our best to do it with words.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're really interested in hockey, the best way to do it is to watch a game or ask somebody who knows the sport of hockey and, like, sit down and watch a game with them or something and just, like, I guess pick their brain a little bit is the best way to do that.
And it
but
seems
going into it.
It seems main, I've. Oh, sorry.
I was going to say, the main thing is you just got to know that not every hockey player is going to do the same thing. Like, not every hockey player is trying to score.
Okay.
Like,
it has positions just like other sports do.
So there's still an element of strategy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. It's just kind of harder to tell while watching the game because they go all over the ice so fast that, like, it's hard to tell who is who. But they each do have their positions, and technically – I guess there's, like, defensemen that can score. I mean, nothing is stopping them from scoring. But typically, they stay back and try to keep the other team from scoring. You know, it's just – hockey is, I would say – I want to say it's the most confusing sport. It doesn't have all the tiny weird rules that maybe like a baseball or football has, but like even just getting a common grasp of it is a little harder than like a
baseball. Well, hockey's the hardest one to get a grasp on because you've probably never seen it as a kid. Like, yeah. We've all probably seen baseball, football, basketball somewhere, but nobody really just goes, oh, yeah, I remember seeing, oh, my, like, local, like, high school team play hockey, because not everybody has that. I was just lucky enough to grow up in a place where it was, like, I watched hockey. It's just what we did.
Mm-hmm.
We'd play it out in the garage with our two nets, and we'd play one-on-one.
Oh.
You know, right now, if we have any, like, Canadian listeners, they're like, what are you talking about, man? I played hockey from the time I was 4 years old to I graduated high school.
Big enough to hold a stick.
And that's where hockey is a very niche sport, where it's, like, it's not very worldwide known. But the way I've kind of explained it to people is, imagine, it's going to sound a little weird, but it's like soccer, and you use the stick as you'd use your foot.
I mean, that makes sense.
So Sam, can you see my camera right now?
I can. You're holding up
a
hockey stick.
Yeah, so once again, this is bad for the audio.
The audio people.
But the hockey stick is what I'm holding right now.
Mm-hmm. I figured.
And this is called the toe, and it curves right or left.
The short end bit is the toe.
Okay. Yeah, so like, see how it curves?
Yep.
So if you're right-handed, you would hold it, the stick. Your right hand would be on the bottom. Your left hand would be on top.
Okay.
And then if you're left-handed, it would curve in to the left, and you'd put your left hand on the bottom and your right hand on top.
Okay. Just so, like, that you can get, like, the best opportunity to do the most you can with it.
That's how everybody kind of changes up what they do, is they change up their stick, because the one I have is a defenseman stick, and it's very flat, and it's made to... David Perron on the Blues, I've used his stick as well. Yep. He has a custom curve that he makes with a blowtorch.
Oh, wow.
Humble flex there.
What a guy.
I did work for them. It was a perk of the job.
Kind of got to use a professional hockey player's stick. No big deal.
Kind of have a professional hockey player's stick in my room.
All right.
Somebody's jealous.
I am.
Just before we go any farther, I've noticed I was looking up on my phone the markings of the ring itself, and it's a rink with a K, not a G. So
yeah, I was going to correct you, but then Will did it, and I was like, oh, shit, am I wrong?
Okay, I was just going to say, we're living up to the name of By Dummies, because I'm the four dummy. I am the dummy. Anyway, I'm the biggest.
I mean, I'm the bi dummy. I didn't even notice you said the wrong thing.
Well, we can chalk it up to internet audio issues over Discord, but...
Yep, that's what we'll do.
Anyway, so I guess, where should we go from here?
Well, what do you want to know? Like, that's kind of... Like, if you were wanting to watch a hockey game, what is some of the things that you would like to know going into it?
How to keep track of where the puck is, or how do the players keep track of where the puck is? Because like skill. I said, I guess it is like a small black circle on white ice, but like still, I don't think I'd be able to do that.
They've kind of been trained at it. They've played enough of their life that it's pretty easy to them.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like for a baseball player, like how do you track a fly ball? They just do it.
Or hit a 99 mile per hour fastball.
Yeah, that unbelievable. Or like, so for hockey players, like taking a slap shot or just keeping control of the puck. They just do it. And then if you're a fan watching it, they actually have added slight puck shadows.
Oh, okay. To
like on NHL, like the game, they add a puck shadow, and sometimes they add it on TV. But for TV, like the broadcast angle is high enough that it's not very quick, so you don't have to like flip your head back and forth. It's just very easy to kind of keep an eye on it because the camera does a pretty good job of it.
Oh, okay, I got you.
But I mean, when you're at the game, it's very different because it's very easy to lose the puck.
As I was gonna say, especially if you're like on the ground level, really close to the glass, like you were. I don't know if I'd be able to.
Yeah, it gets especially difficult at times when, like, a group of players are all slapping for the same puck. You know, if they're all together, it's almost impossible. When you got like five dudes fighting over a puck that's 3 inches big on the ice, like it's impossible to keep up. And then eventually all of a sudden you'll see the puck just kind of go flying. You're like, oh, there it is, I guess.
And I guess that's why so many people get into fights and all that, because they're converging on a really small point, I guess.
Oh yeah,
yeah, slapping. That's the exact reason that they get into a lot of fights, and that's the beauty of the sport. It's just one of those things. It's a very niche sport. But if you get into it and enjoy it, it's one of the most, I think, exciting sports that you can watch live.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Will, do you think you could give us just a brief explanation of the positions? Because, yeah. I mean, like we said, everyone has a position, and that's something that most people probably don't know.
It's not just complete madness.
So I will go through, you know, the main job probably of – so it's kind of the same way that soccer works, is there's forwards, there's defense, and those can kind of interchange. And then the goalie. And so we'll start from the front. The center is the one who normally takes the face-offs. And the face-off is when they drop, like the referee will drop the puck to start a game or restart play after the puck, you know, leaves the ice and like goes into the stands or goes into the bench or the play is blown dead by a whistle. That's how they start it, is the face-off. And the center will take the face-off normally, but there's a bunch of rules about the face-off, and they can get kicked out of the face-off circle, which is those four tiny dots you saw, Sam,
mm-hmm.
on the diagram.
Oh, okay, I got you.
On each corner or whatever, the four things by the goal.
I was wondering about that.
Those are the face-off circles, and no player can be in the big circle when they're doing the face-off.
Okay, I got you.
But that's the center. The center's job is usually, so for the Blues, Ryan O'Reilly. He's the Blues centerman. And we traded him for a candy bar, and I loved him. He's the best. We wouldn't want a Stanley Cup without him. He's very, very good in the face-off circle.
Very.
Very.
Okay. And
that's what you need as a centerman. And then your job is to win it for your team. And then the rest of the team's job is to get possession once you win the face-off. And then the people beside him are the wingers. You got the left and the right winger.
Okay.
And their job is to, obviously, they're probably going to be the scorers.
Oh, okay.
So David Perron, Tarasenko, these are all Blues players because I know them the most. But they are all scorers. They are, like, when I said, like, the curve on the stick...
Uh-huh.
For Bortuzzo's is the one I have. It's a defenseman's stick. It's meant to block the puck. It's not meant to shoot it. So if you curve that blade, you flick your wrist and it gets momentum. And that's how you shoot it. It's a very weird
physics
process. Yeah, it's...
Things I'm not good at.
You kind of just whip the thing. But that's where they won't have a very big stick blade. They will just have a... they will just, you know, it'll be a lot smaller, a lot more curve to it, and they can do a lot more with it.
Okay. And then
a lot more accuracy, things like that.
I was kind of curious. So you said, because when you mentioned the center guy, you said it was the face-off circle?
Yeah, the face-off circle.
So I was, as you were saying that, I was wondering, so that is how the game starts. Is there like a beginner's way, or like what... When you're in that situation, what would you do to win the puck over from your opponent? Because I'm just thinking, like, if the...
Whatever you can.
They drop it, and if you guys, push it together, you just hold it?
So the big rule, you can't grab it and just hold it.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a rule called hand pat. You can't just take the puck and just chuck it with your hand.
Oh, well, yeah. I just meant like when the two people were holding, like if they pushed it against each other, like how does that all work out?
It's called a tie up, I think is what you're kind of getting at. Where literally, if I was in the face off circle and I was bigger than the guy and he was probably better with his stick than I was, you just push him over.
Oh, wow, really?
Okay. Like, if you're going for the puck and you hit a guy, Tyler's laughing because he laughed at me pushing over a hockey player. But it's a very comical thought. But if you're going for the puck, you just push him. Just okay. Get him out of the way.
Because I knew that there's contact that's allowed and all that, but I didn't know you could just, like, just full force just rocket somebody like that or body somebody like that.
Yeah, and it's, I mean, and that's where penalties come in, and there's different penalties for different things. So you can't just, like, absolutely level somebody. But, I mean, if he has the puck in the middle of the ice and you go full speed and you hit him and everything's legal, there's some big collisions that happen. And it's really fun to watch. It's one of those kind of like just barbaric things, kind of like football, like old football highlights.
Mm-hmm.
Where they're just cracking each other as hard as they can. That's hockey.
Oh, man. Like two semis running head on into each other.
Yeah, I will show. There's a video I will show you, Sam, after this. It is called Ryan Reeves, The Terminator.
The Terminator. What do you have to do to get a name like The Terminator?
Beat the absolute living shit out of everyone you come in contact with.
So yeah, I would say it's probably a pretty fitting name.
This is for the people who really probably don't care about the sport themselves but want to see people fight each other. These people are called enforcers. They're there for one job. Protect the smaller guys who are scoring.
The smaller, more nimble guys.
Yeah, this is their job. They go in, and so it's kind of like a momentum thing. Like, if your team's down and you got to, like, you know, get the guys into it and get, you know, a spark going, you'll just drop the gloves. Just start fighting.
Yeah, drop the gloves, Sam, by the way, is the term for fighting because, I don't know, if you watch hockey fights, they'll turn to each other, throw their gloves on the ground, and then start punching, or they grab each other. It's straight up. I mean, it's not technically allowed because you do get like a small penalty for it.
But you get a 5-minute major penalty, and then they fine you some money.
Yeah. Meanwhile, if you did that in basketball, you would straight up be suspended for like 10 games. Hockey, they're like, all right, you got to sit out 5 minutes and then
come out.
You,
5 minutes.
You sit over there and you think about what you did, and then you get back in here, and if you have more to say, you hit him again.
The guys skate off after the fight, Sam. They sit in a penalty box, which is where you go if you have a penalty. So there's one penalty box right next to it. There's a penalty box, like the kind of scorers area, like where the announcers are, things like that. Like just some, like, just random, like, production people probably for the game and TV. Mm-hmm. And then the penalty box for the other team is right there. So meanwhile, while they're in the box for 5 minutes, they're still talking to each other. They're chirping to each other the whole time. Wow. And it's just one of those things that's just kind of like the beauty of the sport. Like, they just beat the living crap out of each other, and they're just going to go skate off. they did what they had to do.
Act like nothing happened.
That's pretty much what happened. Yeah, they just pretty much act like nothing happened. Dude could be busted up. Like, I've seen, like, it's crazy. Hockey is a very crazy sport, and it's very, I don't want to say hard to get into, but just find somebody who knows the sport, and they will tell you all about hockey because it's their favorite thing to talk about, like I'm doing right now.
I got you. So earlier you were mentioning the positions and stuff like that. Did you pretty well cover everything, or did we get a little sidetracked?
I forgot about the defensemen. There's left and right defensemen,
mm-hmm.
but there is defensemen who can, like, so Ryan Reeves, the guy I just told you about,
yep.
the guy who fought everybody, he was a right winger. Yeah, he was a right winger. Right winger. There we go. He was a right winger, and he did not shoot. He scored a couple goals. He didn't really do anything. He was there to be a big body who hit people really, really hard.
And imagine then there's getting, like, signed so on it, for that.
Everybody has their role on the team, though. It's just one of those things where everybody has their role. You kind of know your role going into it, and it's just kind of hard to explain because there's no real set thing, kind of like basketball.
Yeah.
But the defenseman's job is to kind of, you know, take away passing lanes so they can't get an easy shot. And the goalie's job is to just be as big as possible and save that small thing.
Yeah. So, I mean, in a sense, almost, the way you're explaining it now, in a way, it almost seems more simple to understand, like, the hockey when it comes to positions, like, as opposed to, like, football or other sports like that, just due to the team size and stuff like that.
It's very simple to understand because it's a very quick-moving sport.
Mm-hmm.
But the best thing about it is, like, before COVID and before all the social distancing at the games, you have people around the rink right on the glass. So, like, right on the boards where these guys check into the boards, you'll see people there start banging on the glass and just start, like, pounding on it. Like, if I would have been there and, like, known I would have not gotten kicked out, I probably would have done that on multiple occasions. But I didn't want to get kicked out, so I didn't do it.
That's the risk you run.
So I just stood there in my little spot and just kept yelling at the goalie and telling him it was bad. And that's the beauty of it. Like, so I knew somebody, one of my mom's friends, would get seats behind the penalty box just to annoy the people in the penalty box. Like, he would sit there and talk to his buddy and go, man, if I cost my team a goal by sitting in the penalty box, I'd feel like a piece of shit. And just keep talking to him while he was in the penalty box, and there's nothing he can do but sit there.
Oof.
Like, man. guys will, and they'll respond. Like, I've seen guys, like, they'll take their stick and kind of bang it on the, like, glass and stuff. It's funny.
Uh-huh.
It's a good time.
Yeah, I mean, it really does sound like it. We'll have to go sometime.
But hockey, for anybody... But and that's why I was like, who wants to go to a hockey game? I will always go to a hockey game. Because you can get seats up at the very top, and you can still pretty much tell what's going on for the most part.
Uh-huh.
And it's just one of those things that you just kind of got to get into it. You kind of got to dive head first into it and just kind of see what you like about it. Like, my sister, who's a lot younger than me, she was probably 12 at the time. We were like, my mom and I were like, hey, we're going to go to a hockey game. She goes, I don't want to go. We explained to her that they're allowed to fight. And my 12-year-old sister was like, I'm in. This is all I want to do. She literally would get cotton candy. She was just go, can I get some cotton candy? And then would get cotton candy and then start cheering when they would try and fight. It was the funniest thing I've ever seen. But that's why hockey's great, because no matter if you're just there for the fights or if you're there to actually, like, see the hockey and, like, actually witness good hockey.
Like, the strategy and everything behind it. It really sounds like there's something there for everybody. Like, no matter what facet you're looking at it from.
And that's one of those sports where it's very fast paced. Not a lot of dead time, like, for football, baseball, things like that. It's just a very hard-hitting sport, kind of meathead sport. But I believe, I mean, Sam, is there anything else you want to know before going into a game?
I mean... You pretty
without,
well
without being able to, like, see the rink or anything like that.
Yeah, without being able to see the rink. Thank you. Now that I know better now, but you've pretty well convinced me. I mean, there's, like you said, cotton candy, people fighting, and alcohol. I mean, that's a pretty winning combination in my book. And the positions are fairly simple to at least be aware of, maybe not understand all their purposes and all that and stuff, but for someone that's going into it, like, for their first or, like, second time, I mean, and from my perspective, having gone to, like, I could probably count the actual, like, sporting events that I've been to in my, like, I guess I would say, like, high school life on to now, I could probably count that amount of times on one hand. I think we've pretty well summed it up on this one.
Yeah, and that's just, I mean, it's one of those sports, like I said, you just kind of got to jump into it, see what you like about it, and hockey may not be the sport for you, and that's okay, because there probably is a sport for you if you don't like hockey.
Oh, yeah.
But going away from that a little bit, if you do have questions about sports, feel free to tweet at us with the new Twitter.
Please, because do.
That would be, we are here, we will answer the questions as best as we can. And once again, that's at Sports by Dummies on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. I am honestly surprised that we were able to get that handle.
I kind of agree. I tried sports for dummies first with the number four, but that one was taken.
Mm-hmm. I mean, personally, so I like ours better.
You like the sports by dummies? We are the dummies, so.
Well, we are, in fact, the dummies. And that way, if you guys have any questions about sports, I mean, it's hard to do it from a tweet, but we can answer it the best we can. But yeah, other than that, you guys have any closing remarks?
This is about the Twitter again, but yeah, I mean, even if you got any suggestions of what you want us to talk about, we're all ears. We'll check it out, you know.
Absolutely.
Not saying we'll do it.
Very good point.
Yeah, we probably will, man. Our first fan gets us a request, we're gonna do it in a heartbeat.
Actually, I could say first fan idea that we take gets a shout out.
Yeah, no, right now, I mean, if someone has sat and listened to us talk about hockey for 30 minutes right now, I respect you. I like you. I love our fans.
If they're willing,
I don't know if they're our fans technically, because, you know, we just started, but
if they're willing to listen to us ramble for any amount of time
about hockey, I love you.
Just someone
listening
to
me
for any amount of time
about
anything, not even rambling.
I listen to you, Sam.
Thank you. That, you know, that's touching.
Okay.
I think it's probably time to bring her to a close.
That'll do it for this episode. Thank you for listening to Sports by Dummies for Dummies. Dummies, say bye to everybody.
Have a wonderful day, everybody.
I think he was talking to me, but yeah, take it easy.
I was talking to both of you dummies.
Okay, big guy. All right, take care, guys.
Okay.
All right. Bye.